It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with Kirk Elliott. We're the Racing Boys. We're live from the Racing Boys studio with producer Austin O'Neill, Todd Surprise, helping out today on the show. Welcome, everybody, to the show. We've got a lot to talk about today. Kirk, how you doing, bud? Did you enjoy the races last night out at Lakeside Speedway, the USAC non-wing sprint cars last night? Did you have a good time?
I sure did. It was fun to get back out at the racetrack. That's only the second time I've been to a race since the Chili Bowl this year, so I'm kind of embarrassed to say that. But, no, I had a great time out there last night.
I can't think of many races that I've been to since the Chili Bowl.
Yeah, the weather hadn't been all that great this spring either, has it? But last night was summer-like, and it was beautiful. But case today. Today's a different story.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to start off the show with some bad news. For the people that were wanting to see the USAC non-wing sprint cars up at US 36 Raceway tonight, they are not going to be racing. They are canceled that race because of Mother Nature. Rained a little bit too much. Now, Austin lives up near that area. Austin, how much rain did you get up at your house? About 3/4 of an inch, you said, something like that?
Yeah, when I walked out the door to come over here, I checked the rain gauge, and it was about 3/4 to an inch. I didn't get down real close, but I can tell you it's definitely wet.
Yeah,
close to the US 36.
I know Todd, he lives out by Lakeside Speedway, and they were also really saturated out there. So
yeah, a lot of water. A
lot of water
they
out there.
They were supposed to have the Malvern Bank late models tonight, but not today.
I know
to
it, man. I know it. And that's always a good show out at Lakeside Speedway. They always bring a good amount of cars, usually.
And those cars are going to be at Central Missouri Speedway tomorrow night. That race is still on. And Bally Speedway has also been called off tonight.
Hold on. Did you just tell me that Joe Kosicki Series is going to run at Central Missouri Speedway?
Yes, sir.
Holy cow.
Tomorrow night?
Holy cow. I hope that Earl doesn't chew anybody out when they're there.
Oh, it'll go just fine. If the weather cooperates. The weather's supposed to be a lot nicer tomorrow.
I'm not going to mention a name, but I can tell you one promoter that was there last year said he'll never go back there again.
Well, just as long as everybody is communicating with one another and everybody knows what's going on, everything will be fine.
Well, it's not always that easy with Earl.
Well,
let's just be honest. Come on, man. Be honest, Kirk. Earl Walls is a difficult person to deal with. He's kind of like me. He's a little rougher on the edges a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
What is the big debate is who's worse to get along with, Scott Traylor or Earl Walls?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm easier to get along with than Earl. Yeah. Earl, when he sets his mind at something, he is done.
Yeah.
You're not changing Earl's mind.
Well.
You've changed my mind before, haven't you?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And you changed my mind some. Too.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Valley Speedway is also rained out. And Lakeside Speedway, the late model show they were going to have tonight, US 36, Valley, Lakeside, all these racetracks here in the Kansas City area rained out.
We got nowhere to go tonight. Oh, my.
There is somewhere to go, but it's not the nicest place to go to.
Monette, they haven't canceled yet, huh?
Nope.
No,
that's
you're not going down there though.
I'm not even ready to go.
I know what you're going to be doing today.
Yep.
So you picked up the motor yesterday. You got it back, right? It's all ready to go, but you didn't get back till about midnight last night. So you're going to put the motor in today, and then are you going to try to go down there and run at Lucas Oil Speedway tomorrow night? Is that the plan?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I didn't get home till 12:30 last night, and made it for early morning, and.
Yeah, because you got to get up at 5 to go to school, right?
Yeah. I didn't go to school today.
First of all, Austin, why do you get up so early?
Well, my class starts at 7:30.
Oh, it does?
And I got to be, dressed and ready to go at 6:30 to eat and leave at 7. So,
does your mom make you breakfast?
No.
She's not up in the morning when you get up?
Well, she's already at work at that point.
Oh,
but,
she is. Okay.
No, right. We'll be at, our goals will be at Lucas.
You got a really good mom. Do you know that?
I do.
Yeah.
You've said that a couple times.
Yeah.
Aren't you done with school yet?
Tuesday's my last day.
Tuesday.
And then you graduate, right?
graduate on this next Sunday. So I got to drive from Tri-City, Illinois, all the way to Kansas City overnight to go to graduation on Sunday.
You don't want to miss that graduation ceremony.
I don't really care if I go or not. My parents want me to go.
You got to be there, man. That's an important deal.
I just want to attend that.
Hey, that's an important thing for your parents.
I just went redemption from Tri-City last year.
You know me. I didn't graduate. As much as I hate to say it, I'm a high school dropout.
Let me tell you, he's got to go because as
he's
a parent,
go. You want to see your kids.
We put a lot of time in. Let me tell you, I'm missing Kansas Speedway pre-race show Sunday because I'm going to be at
graduation.
KU watching my daughter graduate college.
Right.
And it happens so few and so far. I barely made it, Scott. I'm no different than you. If my mom wouldn't have been alive, I wouldn't have made it because she did half my work my senior year.
Right.
So I'm just telling you.
Well,
you know,
let me just say that I got kicked out during a protest for a semester. Got kicked out a whole semester at Winnetonka. And, you know, I was, Kirk, I'm the same way then as I am right now, just so you know.
So you've never had
a real asshole.
You've never attended a graduation ceremony with a cap and gown and all that?
I've never. I didn't even get my GED.
Oh, my. Yeah, I thought you did get that.
No, I've never, didn't get my GED. Listen, the way I look at myself is I'm a self-made man. That's how I look at it. You know, if you can make it through life, and we've been pretty successful in business, haven't we, Kirk?
Sure.
Wouldn't you say that, Austin, would you say that Kirk and I have been successful in business over the last 20 years?
I'd have to agree.
If we're still alive, that's successful.
And we've made it all this time.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've done it with no high school education. And I think that
I'm amazed you're willing to admit that on the air in front of everybody.
Listen, I'm proud of it that I've been able to accomplish the things that I've done in life without a high school education.
I've worked for a lot of college graduates that their checks didn't cash. My checks have always cashed, so I've never had a problem working with Racing Boys in my 11 years
right,
of working
your
there.
Checks have always cleared.
Never
they?
Had a problem.
Never had a
never
problem.
Never once had a problem. So I look at that as a different, like you said, as a... I'm part of Racing Boys, but like I said,
right.
I've been here for a long time, and I've seen how small companies. I've worked for small companies a lot, and I know
where's
how it
works. As small as they get.
I worked for another company that had two owners, kind of like you guys, with about 12 employees at the most, you know, and it's sketchy sometimes.
Hey, hold on, we've got two employees.
That's right. Well, but when we used to really roll with the Chili Bowl and stuff, we used to march with our Racing Boys crew was. I'd take our crew on with anybody.
Todd, you're the best testimony for the Racing Boys that anybody ever will be. How long have you been with us now?
I'm going on year 11. This is 10. We're going on year 11.
That says it all, right there. That says it all.
I mean, you know, if I haven't had to. Everybody knows this. I'm a part-time working guy, man, and if I didn't like it, I could find another part-time gig, man, but this is fun here, and I've dug it for 11 years, and I don't see leaving.
You used to have to work in the closet.
I've worked in some crazy places
man. Our old studio there at the old radio station was pretty cool.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved old WH.
Todd's been around long enough to go through all of that.
I was lucky enough to say I got to see the... What was the Tim Grunhart closet, which was the bathroom over there at the place, and the Frank Bowl, and that old place, and it's still there, and it's running the 1510, which will be on this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, 3 o'clock tomorrow is the pre-race show for the Truck Series race, and we'll have that on ESPN Kansas City.
How about Brady Bacon last night at Lakeside
Speedway? Stomped him, didn't he?
Gosh, he just stomped a mud hole in their butt, right? I mean, it was unbelievable. But you know what? Robert Blue made it a little bit interesting there right at the end, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just too far back, though. But there were really two drivers that both started on the third row last night that I thought they had the best chance to win last night. Robert Blue, who set quick time last night, and he outperformed Brady Bacon in qualifying by 0.112 seconds, near over a tenth of a second quicker than Brady Bacon in qualifying. But yet when the race started, it was Brady who shot out and ran away with it.
Right. He was never really challenged, was he?
No. But
no.
And Robert Blue had a fight on his hands just to get the second place spot.
Right. Was that with Emerson that he was battling with?
Yeah.
I believe it was, because Logan Seavey, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Logan Seavey get around Emerson Axum right there at the end of the race as well?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what happened? So that race that Robert had was with Emerson, wasn't it, trying to get into second place?
Right. Yeah, he slid him into three with, we're at six to go on the video now, probably with, 15 or so to go.
Right.
Yeah, Emerson had second place for most of the race. And then Ballou, had to really struggle to finally get around him.
Right.
But Logan Seavey had a nice push there at the end.
Yeah.
C.J. Leary was the other driver that I thought would have a shot at it.
You kept saying that all night, but where did he end up, Kurt?
He ended up fifth. He ended up fifth. He ran fourth for quite a stretch of the race until Logan Seavey made a run up through there. So even though he ran fourth most of the race, he ended up fifth.
Yeah. There was a few of our local guys out there. I think the best finishing local guy was Xavier Doney, wasn't it?
He finished 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was our best local finisher.
Isn't Wyatt Burks won a heat
Doney
race earlier in the
Doney was the top finisher for the local guys, wasn't he, Austin?
Yeah, I believe so. He finished 11th. Let me pull up my race pass just one second.
Yeah, and we had some guys out there.
Wyatt Burks won a heat race.
Right. All right, I'm going to go in an area that I shouldn't go into. I'm just going to say it. I've got a friend of mine that is 74 years old that's driving a non-wing sprint car at Lakeside Speedway. I shouldn't mention him by name, should I?
No.
But I just cringe every time he's out there. It just scares me to death that my old buddy's out there. Now, listen, he's an accomplished race car driver in his day, right? He was very good in his day.
Yeah.
But he's 74 years old, and I'm just scared to death every time he pulls. Listen, Lakeside Speedway isn't the kind of racetrack you need. Austin, would you agree with me? If you're 74 years old, Lakeside's really not the place you need to be racing, is it?
No racetrack is suitable for that age.
Will Sammy Swindell still be driving at the age of 74?
He might be. No, I think Sammy gives it up before he's 70 years old.
He's 66 now.
Sammy's closer to the end, knocking on the door of being done.
Yeah, I think so. But listen, Sammy is, there's a big difference between Sammy and the person I'm talking about, right?
Yes,
right.
Big difference.
I mean, Sammy's raced forever and has never stopped, right? The person that we're talking about, how many years did he take off, Kurt?
I don't know.
Long, 30, 40 years?
Decades. We'll just put it that way.
Oh,
just be safe out there.
That's all I can
maybe
say.
Maybe he's at the point in his life now that, hey, I don't care.
Listen. I care.
I'd go for it, man. I love the guy to death,
but I just don't want to see him get hurt.
Going back to the highest local finisher last night would be 11th place Xavier Doney.
Yeah.
Right. So, that's a tough assignment for the guys that run NWRA or WAR. Those guys that run those series, when they come in here and they try to run with the national USAC non-wing sprint car guys, that's a tough assignment for them because as fast as they are with the local group, right, with NWRA or WAR, those guys are just on a different level when it comes to the national non-wing sprint car guys in USAC, right?
Yeah, when you're talking about the Midwest Wingless Racing Association,
I'm not just talking about them. I'm talking about WAR, too.
WAR, too.
Yeah.
But, let's take a look at some of those drivers. Xavier Doney finished 11th. Mario Klaser started 7th.
Wyatt
raced
Burks,
13th.
15th.
Wesley Smith finished 14th after starting 14th, but Burks is the biggest kind of. I thought he would be the highest finisher because the way he ran his heat race earlier in the night, but he started 10th and ended up 15th. So I'm not exactly sure why Wyatt didn't run that.
Hold on.
Would you disagree with him on that?
I wouldn't call Mario Klauser a local.
No, I wouldn't either.
But he's not a regular with
Wyatt Burns.
No, but he goes out and runs in Indiana with them. He runs with Power Eye.
He runs all over Kirk.
He's an outlaw. He does anything he wants.
I'm with you
on
that.
He's not committed to NWRA or war.
Yeah, I would agree with you. He's not with this other group of drivers like Wesley Smith.
Yeah, I don't even know why Mario Clouser's name come up as a local guy because I
my mistake.
Doney, Wild, Wyatt Burks. You're right. Chris Parkinson, Cody Baker, those are the guys that I would consider. But you know what? Donnie, the one thing that he's got going for him over the other teams, they got a lot of cash.
Yes.
They're well-funded.
Well-funded, and when you're well-funded,
that takes care of a lot of problems.
Caution out the window.
Yeah.
Balls of the wall. You tear it up. The next one comes out the trailer. Do it again.
Right. They got the funds, right?
Yeah, and it just. Right.
Dan Lawson is the owner of that car, right?
Yes.
I thought Cody Baker looked pretty good winning that B main last night, though.
Yeah, well, he still run 22nd in the A, though.
Yeah. Had to start way back. Even though you win the B, you got to start the back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that just proves how good these regulars on that USAC National Tour are.
Yeah.
When you compare them to the guys that we see locally on the
Man,
Midwest,
aren't you bummed out that US 36 is canceled?
Yeah.
Because that's one of the better racetracks around here. When you talk about great racing, you see a lot of great races up there at US 36.
I mean, look at US 36 compared to all of our local tracks around here. You got a 4/10/0.5 mile, which is big and flat, somewhat flat.
Big sweeping turns.
Yes. It's a category of its own. You got I-35, which is a small paperclip. You have a high-banked third mile, or actually quarter mile, with US 36, where you have a flat 3/8 at Lucas Oil. So they're all kind of like the same, really. Then you have two outliers, a big half mile and a high-banked quarter mile, and it's just taking the best of the two.
And then they go to I-70.
Yeah.
And that's when you got to set your gonads up there and just let it go.
So US
30. Have you run out there yet, Austin?
I will June 24th and 25th.
Okay.
US 36 has now lost a World of Outlaws event, Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour event, and now a USAC National Tour event. They've only got one show in the whole year. Man.
A local show, too, right?
Yeah. I mean, God.
You got to feel for John Buller up there.
I mean, you know, what do you do? Mother Nature just hasn't.
There's nothing you can do.
Treated US 36 very well so far in 2020.
Cody had motor problems last night. So, hey, Marvin from Ohio, how you doing, buddy? We appreciate you. That explains why Cody pulled. Maybe he just pulled off at the start of that race. Did he pull off? I don't know if he did or not.
Yeah. He looked good in that B main, though.
Yeah. Well, he's not a bad race car driver.
Yeah.
You know, he's been around here a long time. But, hey, Tammy, we appreciate you checking in. She said that... Hello, Racing Boys from gloomy Pennsylvania, on the fence on whether to go to Williams Grove or see the Outlaws tonight.
Aren't they at Williams Grove?
They are at Williams Grove tonight.
Yeah. I'd say go
see the two-day show there, right?
Sure. Go see the Outlaws. Friday,
Saturday, right?
For the Morgan Cup.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's first of 3 weekends that the Outlaws will be at Williams Grove Speedway this year. They'll be there again in July and again in September or October.
Yep. Chuck's checking in from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Thank you, Chuck, for hanging out with us here today. We appreciate that. Good morning from Vegas. Ryan Ragland is out in Las Vegas right now. So, and old Frog, he's always telling me he's from Kansas City, Missouri. We know where you're from, Froggy. I saw you last night.
Frog is one of our own.
He's one of our own guys.
Yep.
For sure. We want to remind everybody, if you're going to go up to Knoxville this year and watch the races over at Knoxville Raceway, you need to go across the track over in Turn 2 and go to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. I don't know if you've heard about this yet or not, but Ascot Park, they're going to have an exhibit up there, and that's going to start on May. It started on May 1st. It's going to go through October 1st. It's inside the museum. They're going to have all kinds of information about the drivers. They're going to have some of the cars that raced at Ascot. It's going to be a great experience up there. I promise you that. They're also going to have T-shirts and posters, all kinds of little knickknacks about Ascot Park in Gardena, California. So you need to get up to Knoxville, go to the races, and while you're there, go over to Turn 2 and visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. If you can't make it up there, you know, they've got the largest sprint car store in the world, and you can buy anything you want. All you need to do is go to SprintCarStuff.com. That's SprintCarStuff.com. That thing's open 24/7, and make your purchase of anything that you'd like to get. Again, a great, great store inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And if you can't make it up there, you're missing out. So try to plan a trip to Knoxville to watch the races. And while you're there, go to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Tell Bob Baker that the Racing Boys sent you. It's a great experience up there, isn't it, Kirk? It's one of the greatest auto racing museums anywhere in the world. And you got to go see it, man. It's a great time up there. I hope that you go up there. And again, make sure you tell him the Racing Boys sent you up there. Again, that exhibit of Ascot Park in Gardena, California, started on May 1st, and it's going to go through October 1st. So go up there and check it out.
The legend of J.C. Agajanian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was there, man. You never went to Ascot, did you, Kirk?
Never did.
No.
You're lucky.
Yeah. I am lucky to say that I went
there.
You
got to see it.
Yeah, I was there. Well, I lived there, you know, and as I said, I used to drive through Torrance to get down to Ascot Park, and I went there every week. And I told you, I walked around with picture frames of my cars so I could try to get a ride, begging people to let me drive a race car.
The other racetrack I regret not seeing a race at was Manzanita Speedway in Phoenix.
You know, Scotty Cook and I went there right after it closed, like the week after it closed. And we walked around in there, but I never saw a race there. Our boy Jesse Hockett won some big races
Didn't he? Didn't he win the very last race ever held at Manzanita?
I think he did. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, let's do this. Let's take a break real quick, and then we'll be back here in a moment. We're going to talk about more of what's going on. I want to talk about that race that Dennis Erb Jr. won last night at Lincoln on that Flow Racing Night in America. That was a fantastic finish last night. We'll talk about that. Kyle Larson winning the Colossal 100 at Charlotte last night on XR. We'll talk about that and more right here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business to make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's most played getaway. Osage National Golf Resort.
Three 9-hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor. Kirk Elliott sitting in with me today. We're the Racing Boys. Austin O'Neill, producer Todd Surprise, hanging out with us as well. And joining us now on the show is last night's winner of the non-wing sprint car action out at Lakeside Speedway, Brady Bacon. How you doing, Brady?
Great. How about you guys?
Man, you put it on him last night, bud. That was a pretty impressive performance.
Yeah, Lakeside has always been a really good track for us kind of during my whole career. So it's been too long since we've been there to race, and glad to get back and kind of pick up where we left off last time we were there.
You know, you mentioned it in your post-race interview last night, that track was back to the way it used to be. Were you talking about back in the TNT days, or what were you talking about when you talked about the surface and the way that the banking is on the racetrack?
Kind of the bottom was a factor, and I feel like the last couple times we were there, that wasn't really the case.
Yeah.
And it was technical, you know, the bottom was really good if you hit it, but if you missed it, it was, cost you a lot of time. And you could run both, you know, multiple lines and stuff. So,
yeah.
Reminded me of kind of how it used to be, and you kind of race it. Quite a bit different than any other tracks that we, or at least most of the tracks that we race on,
yeah.
Further out east during the rest of the year.
Yeah. You qualified second last night. Do you feel that you made any errors in that qualifying moment? Do you feel that you might have been a little bit faster than Robert in qualifying?
I felt like my lap was pretty good. I mean, he might have just hit something a little bit better. The track kind of got a little bit more defined.
Yeah.
It was with the way the track started out, kind of being greasy in spots and stuff, kind of had to be a little apprehensive. Wasn't really worth the risk to get too carried away trying to do something different. I felt I made a pretty good lap, but, it doesn't really affect your night terribly to be, first, second, third.
Right.
The points at the end of the year all add up, but, it was a pretty solid night. I mean, second qualifying, second in the heat race, and then we won the feature. So definitely happy. Our, you know, qualifying good has definitely aged you quite a bit in the USAC format.
Speaking of age, man, when I first met you, you didn't have any kids. You and C weren't even married. And now you've got a whole nest full of kids, right?
Yeah. We're actually, unfortunately, got rained out tonight, and we're at the Kansas City Zoo right now.
So. Are you? All right. What are you looking at right now at the zoo? What animal?
We're in Australia, so we're looking at the sheep.
Okay.
Kangaroos, and they're looking at the sheep right now.
Yeah. Brady, you know, that US 36, man, that's a great venue. Have you ever won up there before?
No, it's been 10 years, I think, since I've been there. I think it was ASCS National Race, probably in 2011, 2012. Right. So,
yeah.
Really, really cool racetrack, really fast, high banked. So, that's the second time I've gotten rained out there this year. So, hoping it works out to get back there sometime soon.
You know, John Bowler, the promoter of that racetrack, he's had a terrible year. He got rained out with the World of Outlaws. He got rained out with the Luxor ASCS National Sprint Car Tour. Now he's getting rained out with you guys. That's a tough way to start your season. I got to tell you about that racetrack, though. It's a lot better than it was back there in 2012. You remember how it used to have that little dip going into turn one, and people would bunny hop and flip and get up in the fence down there in turn one? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That is gone. And that racetrack, that surface up there now at US 36 is as good as it's ever been. It's really nice, smooth. They don't make it real tacky and heavy fast. They slick it off. It was going to be a great race tonight, man. I'm so bummed out that it's not going to take place, and I'm really in pain for John Bowler up there. But what about I-70 Speedway? Have you been out there and raced yet?
I have not. I have not been there since it reopened with the dirt on it. Watched races on the internet and stuff, but haven't raced there myself. But with Tommy Estes running it, I've heard only good things about it, pretty much.
Yeah. Did you win a race for Mike and Megan up there on the little dirt track out back one time?
No, I've never raced at I-70.
Oh, you never raced there?
No.
Yeah. So what's the plans this year, Brady? I guess just try to win another championship, right?
Yeah, that's goal number one, race all the USAC National Sprint Car races, try to get another championship, and then expanded our schedule a little bit this year with some more wing racing, driving for Kelly and Laura Hink. We kind of put a deal together to run a handful. We've gotten rained out on a couple already, but been really fast the two times we've been out. Super solid qualifying efforts. Had a shot to win at Lake of the Ozarks with the Outlaws and had a flat.
Yeah.
So pretty excited about racing that a little bit more. We'll be at Lake of the Ozarks in June with that wing, non-wing doubleheader weekend.
Yeah.
And then, Kings Royal, Knoxville Nationals are tentatively on our schedule as well. And then fill in with some the half-mile Silver Crown races, dirt Silver Crown races,
right,
and handful of midget races here and there too.
That car that you ran down there at Lake Ozark Speedway, that was a brand new car, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, we built it over the winter at my shop there in Union City, Ohio. Similar to obviously all our other stuff, but it was pretty encouraging to come out of the box with that kind of speed right out of the gate.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, Brady, congratulations on the win last night. This is Kirk. You're as versatile an open-wheel driver as there is anywhere.
No doubt.
How proud are you that you're able to climb in all these different race cars and do well? Is that a big thing for you, even more so than winning the championship in the sprint cars?
It's definitely a feather in our cap that we can kind of do multiple disciplines and be successful at them. It's getting harder and harder to do that.
Right.
The Outlaws are just getting better and better every year. USAC's getting better and better every year. But we're still able to go and compete, and then usually the more we're able to race, a different discipline, the better we get. So it's encouraging to know that, your career's not limited to one path, but we definitely have found kind of a niche for our supporters and partners that works for us, which is predominantly non-wing 410 sprint car racing. But it does just kind of keeps everything exciting and fresh to be able to do different things every once in a while and keep you on your toes.
We're visiting with Brady Bacon. He picked up the win last night at Lakeside Speedway. Brady, is the reason it's getting tougher is because of the financial side of things? Is that what makes it tougher for you when you talk about going and running the 410 wing car? Is it about the budget more than anything, really?
That's a big part of it, but you know, a limited schedule like we do, it's not as big of a part. But I mean, you have to have a really good engine program, and it's just the type of racing. They're racing 100 times a year, and as things incrementally change, even if it's small increments, if you're not racing for 2 months, you miss out on those gains that everybody else is making. So
yeah,
it's a blessing and a curse sometimes. Sometimes, you know, people get caught up in, you know, kind of going down a rabbit hole, I guess. And if you come with a fresh, clean sheet of paper,
yeah,
sometimes that's an advantage. But just everybody races so hard. Everybody's programs are so good. It's just, you know, specialization is, you know, more prevalent now than, you know, kind of diversification. So
yeah,
to be able to do that, it just makes it a little bit harder. And the same if people try to come run with us non-wing, you know, sprint car guys that race professionally,
right?
It just gets harder for them to do that too. So
yeah,
everyone gets better at their own discipline, and it's harder to switch back and forth. But fortunately, we have some good relationships with other people that are successful in kind of all the different avenues, and we're able to kind of be prepared when we go, and at least be in the ballpark and just make small adjustments to fix whatever puts us off the pace or whatever. We can fix it pretty fast.
Yeah, I know that we had some NWRA guys and some war guys there running last night. When you come in there and you're running with some of these guys that you haven't ran with before, what's the mindset when you get around those kind of guys? I mean, some of those guys are pretty good racers, right? But there's other guys that were really off the pace last night. How's your approach to that when you come in and you got some guys that you're not familiar with?
Well, fortunately, the car count was big enough last night that we eliminated some in the B main, which is fine. I mean, those guys deserve a chance to race like everybody else. But
right,
sometimes when your car counts are low, you have to race 30 laps with them, and can get a little dicey when you're, you know, racing for the win. And one of those guys is in, you know, maybe not necessarily completely sure where he's going every lap. But Lakeside is probably one of the places that kind of amplifies the discrepancy,
mm-hmm,
because of its size. You know, there's an intimidation factor there. Those guys might be used to running Green Valley or something smaller and are comfortable doing that, but it's a little more difficult to
yeah,
hold that throttle down for those extra few seconds down the straightaway at Lakeside. But you got really good guys like, you know, Wyatt Burks and people like that are competitive when they come and you run USAC races. There's actually a couple people I was surprised that weren't there. Like a Riley Kreisel and
right,
guys like that. That's a little frustrating for the sport of non-wing sprint car racing to know that there's good quality cars right here
sitting
in the
home
backyard of that race, yeah, we were just at, and they, you know, weren't there to support a good paying race in the area. So that's a struggle that, you know, non-wing sprint cars have when we travel around, and you know, we got to kind of figure out how to remedy that. Some of it's the series kind of competing with each other for unnecessarily,
yeah,
which is also frustrating, but it just seems to be part of racing, especially in those particular series kind of battling against each other.
Do you think those guys are intimidated by the national guys coming in there, and they just don't want to look bad when they show up? You know, you mentioned some of these guys that are pretty good racers that run around this area. Do you think that that's part of the reason that they just don't want to look bad up against you guys?
I mean, that doesn't really, you know, if you're never, you know, never race against better people, you're never going to get better yourself.
That's so true. Yeah.
You know, if that's what they want to do, they want to race non-wing sprint cars, then I would feel like you would want to race with the best. So then when you go back, when USAC goes back to where they're going,
you're better.
You're better when you yeah, are racing in your region. So, and then you're also opens up your horizons. You know, those guys, like, I think Riley Kreisel sit on the pole or the front row at Knoxville.
Yeah.
When we were there a couple years ago. So they definitely have the ability. And I think he might've he's come to Ocala a few times, which Ocala can be frustrating and kind of take your confidence down because it's such a unique, different track that I tell people not to. If you're slow at Ocala, don't change anything and just go about your business and don't let it affect you because it's a very odd racetrack. You know, it's just I feel like you would want to run with the best to get better.
I agree.
And then, you know, eventually you start running, you know, top 10, make the show, top 10s, and you can go to Indiana Sprint Week or you can go to Houston and race for 20,000, 1,000 to start. So,
yeah,
you know, it pays as good to start a USAC race when we come to this area as it does for second or third at some of those other races that they race.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we're sorry that we got rained out tonight up at US 36. We're looking forward to the action tomorrow night out at I-70 Speedway. That's going to be a great show. I'll be out there. Congratulations on the win last night, man, and good luck on trying to pick up another championship with USAC this year. I'm sure that you're on your way to it. You're just as good as they get out there. You know, I always tell people this, and I know I've said this on the air many a times, but you're the only guy that reminds me of the Rocket Jesse Hockett because you're so good in all disciplines of open-wheel racing. I think that's the ultimate compliment for anybody that's a race car driver to say that they were compared to Jesse Hockett because he was one of the all-time greats when it came to all different types of genres of sprint car racing, right?
Yeah, for sure. And, yeah, we raced a lot of that stuff together. You know, those races at Lakeside that I was talking about,
yeah.
You know, he was there, you know, battling for wins with us. So, yeah, it's been, you know, doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but
it's crazy.
He was definitely a great racer and great friend, and glad I could compete with him for the years that we did.
Yeah. Brady, thanks for taking the time today, man. We appreciate it. If you win at I-70, we might ask you to come on and talk about that win next week, but thanks so much for taking the time for us here today on Mostly Motorsports, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, buddy. There you have it. There's Brady Bacon. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk I don't know what I was doing earlier. I teased the wrong thing. When we come back, we'll talk about Kyle Larson winning the Colossal 100 down at Charlotte. We'll also talk about Dennis Erb picking up the win at Lincoln on Flow Racing Night in America. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. It's Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sports, we're in-house. We do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, to make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9-hole whole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. a beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities, a large pool for relaxation and families, the Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill, great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Dangle the carrot, buddy. That's what I'm talking about. Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It's Phone Friday. The phone lines are opened up. If you'd like to give us a call, do it right now. 816-833-8553. 816-833-8553. What'd you think of that interview with Brady Bacon? It was kind of eye-opening. A couple of those questions there about racing with people that you normally don't race with. And there was a couple drivers that you'd mentioned, Kirk, that were not there last night. Who was that?
One of them was Corey Schutte.
Corey Schutte's pretty good.
I was shocked he was not there last night.
Yeah.
And Jack Wagner, who won a non-wing race at Lakeside Speedway last year.
It wasn't an
USAC. I expect to see him there.
That wasn't a USAC race that he won last year.
No, that was MWRA,
which is overall sanctioned by USAC.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, they're regional, right?
I was surprised those two guys weren't there last night.
Yeah. I don't know. There was a few of the good guys that run with NWRA and WAR that weren't there last night.
Right.
Riley Kreisel was one of them, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not exactly sure what Riley's got going on.
Well, that's right. Listen, there was some other stuff going on this weekend. You know, if you wanted to race tonight at Valley Speedway and then you wanted to go down to the Show Me Showdown on Saturday night, maybe you don't come over there and run Lakeside, US 36 and I-70 Speedway.
I was going to be real interested to see the car counts at both Valley and US 36 tonight.
Yeah.
We'll never know what that was going to be, but still tomorrow night, what cars are going to show up at Lucas Oil Speedway for the open wheel showdown there versus at Lakeside or at I-70 Motorsports Park tomorrow night. That's going to be interesting to see what the breakdown of that will be.
Right, right. Steve just chimed in. He goes, "Hello guys, just finished mowing the lawn. We're expecting rain tonight. How is it that we had the pleasure of having Brian Hobart call the race last night?" I think Chet was sick, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I didn't realize this. What was going on? Chet did the time trials last night. Chet Christner, the voice of the USAC.
He wasn't feeling good.
And at the end of time trials, he said, "I'm really struggling here, so my good friend Brian is going to step in and take over for the rest of the night." Brian did a great job, but you don't normally hear Brian Hobart doing USAC non-wing sprint cars.
No, but it's usually Chet.
Chet was very fortunate to have Brian, a quality announcer he is, to be standing by to help out.
I really like Chet and the way he presents his race. I mean, I know he says some funny things in there and this and that and whatnot, but,
slipping the grip and all these things that Chet's got.
That's okay. That's all right. You know, it's okay. I mean, Brian Hobart says this is what you save your lunch money for.
Yeah.
Right? So, but, you know, it was a little quiet on the PA a little bit last night. That's the only thing I would say.
I thought Brian
I want to hear more out of the announcers. I don't want to hear dead air for 2 or 3, 4 minutes.
I'll tell you a race that you won't hear that at.
Where's that?
An Outlaw Show.
Yeah. Johnny Gibson.
Either it's music, Johnny, ads,
or
something.
Or Chase.
That microphone is never dead.
I know it.
For too long.
But you know what I'm talking about?
They understand how to run a show.
Right. But you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we get some dead air. And I don't like that.
Well, there's no reason to have any dead air last night since Brian didn't have to write the articles and stuff for USAC. Yeah. So,
all right,
I didn't notice that as much as you did.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Pat's calling in. Hey, Pat, how you doing, bud?
Good, guys. How are you guys all doing?
We're just having a time of our life here sitting in the studio.
The rain outs are kind of got us bummed out, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've twice this year I was going to go to US 36 and they've both been rained out.
It's crazy.
I want to go there so bad. I've never been there.
It is
my heart's out to them, man.
Yeah. It's a great racetrack, and John Bowler has done a great job running that place up there since
he's
taken
over. He's been there
about, 4 years? Right. I think. Yeah, something
Mike
like that.
Franks, the owner of the racetrack, was a sprint car guy to begin with. When he built that racetrack, and by the way, he built that track himself. He built it with sprint cars in mind. So he's a big sprint car guy.
Right.
But when he brought in John Bowler, that just really raised everything.
It elevated
up.
It.
It really did.
Yeah, it really did.
I just hate to hear all those rainouts for those guys. Hopefully they can reschedule or get something going.
Well, I'm not sure they're going to reschedule this event. And
it's not being rescheduled.
And I don't think the ASCS National Tour event is going
to
be rescheduled.
It's hard to work. When you get these national tour events rained out, it's really hard to rework them back in the schedule. Really tough.
Yeah. I totally understand. Just saying, though, there is some racing tonight. I-80s, that's where I'm headed to here in a little bit. I-80
all right,
60
cool.
show there tonight.
Yeah.
And, just also wanted to comment, that race up at Houston's last weekend, tell you what, Parker Price Miller is really, really fast up there. And I tell you what, that was so great seeing that kid win that race.
It was unbelievable.
Knowing what he's going through.
And
I tell you what, man, he drove up. Fantastic race! Cause the Vultures were there after him, man. They were ready to pounce if he messed up. It was a fantastic race.
Well, let me tell you, it was great to see him get his first win since he started his chemo. That in itself was worth watching that race. I watched it on Dirt Vision. I think it was on Dirt Vision.
Yeah.
Is he done taking treatments, or is he still undergoing the cancer
treatment? I think he's got one or two more treatments left, if I'm not mistaken.
From what I understood was they drove through the night to get back home, so Monday morning he could be at his place to take treatment.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, that's hat off to those guys. And I've got to talk to Parker a few times. Such a good kid.
He's a good kid. Yeah, for sure. You know, what's amazing is that I think that he is the only driver with the All-Stars that has ran in the top 10 every race. Isn't it, Austin? Isn't that correct? Do you know?
I think that's right.
I think that's right. I think he's the only driver to run in the top 10 every race with the All-Stars so far this year.
That's incredible.
But
I just can't say enough. Seen a lot of great racing up at Houston's, but that was one where I was happy that the checker flag flew, so he got the win. So.
I mean, you're holding off guys like Aaron Reitzel and Austin McCarl and Corey Eliason. Yep. I mean, he had some heavy hitters up there last Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, they also want to comment, Ryan Timms started towards the back, and he came through there, and Ryan was lightning fast again. That kid is so impressive.
Well, you know what's impressive about Ryan Timms is that he's doing it at his age.
Yes.
And he won a race up there last year, right?
Yeah, he won. Yeah, he won the big year-ender, like $8,500 or whatever it was. I mean, and he passed everybody.
Yeah.
it was a great race.
Yeah. Well, Pat, we appreciate you calling in, man. Call in anytime on Fridays, any day during the week. We'll take phone calls any day. It doesn't matter. So feel free to call in and give us a call next time, all right?
Will do. Love the show, and you guys have a good weekend, and let's have some good, safe racing this weekend.
Have yes, some sir. Fun up at I-80 tonight, all right, bud?
You bet. Will do.
All right.
There, take care, guys.
All right, there you have it.
Big night. How about Knoxville last Saturday night? They had a load of 410 sprinters up there last week. That was a great night of racing.
Yeah. Let's talk about Kyle Larson last night. He wins the race down at Charlotte, the Colossal 100. He beat Brandon Overton. Brandon made a kind of a run there at the end of that race and tried to run him down, but Larson was just a little too strong, and he ends up leading every lap of that race. He started on the pole.
What did he finish, eighth the night before or something like that?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Was it eighth? Yeah, it was eighth. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I think maybe the race of the night for me personally was Dennis Erb Jr. picking up the win at Lincoln last night on Flow Racing's Night in America. Brandon Shepherd was 3 seconds behind, I think, with 10 laps to go. And he ran down Dennis Erb Jr. And on the final lap, it looked like he had a run to get up on him on the outside. But when he come up off of turn two, he hit the wall. And that took all the wind out of his sails, and he ended up running second. Brandon Shepherd did. Dennis Erb Jr. picked up the win last night. $22,022.
Yeah, I think if he hadn't hit the wall and got up beside Erb, I think he would have got him coming off the fourth turn, because he was really making that high side work last night. I'm not sure that Erb would have been able to hold him off had he not hit Shepherd not hit the wall.
Hey, Austin, do you know why the $22 is at the end of that? That $22,022. Do you have any idea what that's all about? Does anybody out there have an idea what that's about?
Where at?
Last night at Flow Racing. Why is it $22,022 to win?
I'll look into that.
Yeah.
I have no clue why that is.
I have no idea what that's all about. So, a good win last night. A really fantastic race to watch.
It'll be at Farmers City tonight.
Yeah.
So it keeps on rolling. And Brandon Shepherd is so good at these Illinois racetracks. Man, that's where Dennis Erb Jr. is from,
right,
too. So these guys know these racetracks like the back of their hand. And Farmers City is going to be no exception tonight. Another great racetrack.
What are you going to do tonight, Kurt? What are you going to watch?
I don't know yet. I'd planned on going out to Valley Speedway tonight, and you'd planned on going up to US 36 Raceway,
yep,
and we come in here and find all these events have been canceled out. It's kind of like you get these rainouts, and you go like, okay, now what do we do? So I guess we'll watch the World of Outlaws at Williams Grove tonight and whatever else is on.
Austin and Steve both said maybe it's because it's 2022.
Yeah, so I just wrote an article from Flow Racing saying that they had increased the purses from last year by $27,000 per event. So that, you know, brought the purse up, and I think just because it being 2022, like they said, that's why it ended up being
or
$2,200. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's the reason, because of the year.
Is there live video on the I-80 race tonight? I know there is down at Monette. Racing Dirt is carrying the race at Monette.
Yeah, so it is
tonight.
Monette still on?
Unfortunately, I feel bad for everybody going down there.
Bring your tires.
Watch tonight. That it's actually kind of
the grand
racy
old lady.
Of all nights that you don't go, it's going to be nice and racy and a good racetrack down there.
Well, nothing will beat the Rock in Turn One. So
you don't want to burn all that fuel going down there anyway, do you?
No.
All right.
We were down.
How
there
far is it to Monette from here?
Three and a half, 4 hours.
Jeremy Campbell won that night over the 4th of July weekend last year. You were down there for that, Austin, at Monette Speedway.
Mm. 15-5 on that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you excited about racing tomorrow night, bud?
Yeah.
Are you?
I am.
When I said that, you got a big grin on your face.
I'm just ready to take some money. That's it.
You're ready to drive something besides a modified, aren't you?
Yeah, I finally get back into something. I know what's going on. I know it like the back of my hand, like Kirk said earlier.
You don't think you're going to have any bad habits from that modified, right?
No, that's one thing. I mean, I can adjust to different cars. It's just, you know, perfecting the art of driving, you know,
right,
each car, and I'll get back in it, burn a hot lap session up, and Yeah, I'll go out there and see what I can do.
Austin just asked here. He said, did Austin finally get his motor? Yes, he did. He didn't get home till about 12:30 last night.
I'm running short on sleep today. It's all good.
You're a little burnt right now.
You still got a lot of work to do, though, to get ready to go, don't you know?
Yeah, a little bit of work.
How long does it take you to put that motor in?
Probably 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
By myself.
Yeah.
Probably 5 with help.
But didn't you got it fired up and...
Yeah.
Do your neighbors care when you push off?
You know what's funny is actually my neighbor to the east of me used to race sprint cars back in the 70s or so.
Oh, so he digs it.
So he knows what's going on. And then about 4 houses down the west of me, the older guy, he used to race at Olympic Stadium back when...
No way.
Back in the jalopy days.
So you got great neighbors.
Yes, they understand what I got going on.
Well, perfect.
Majority of them do, at least.
That helps a lot.
Kirk, you'll be watching online tonight, won't you? That's what you're going to be doing.
I mean, you can't. I-80 is just too far to travel with everything we've got going on here this weekend. Yeah. So,
there's Marie. Where have you been, Marie? I was wondering. I was starting to worry about you that something happened to you out there. She's going to the Eastern Race Museum in PA. So. Oh, she's at the Eastern Race Museum in PA right now. How about that? She's on her way to the Grove. Man, you're living the life. I kind of wish I lived in PA, to be honest with you. I would love to live out there and just be able to go to sprint car racing all the time. Wouldn't that be the life?
Yes.
Just going to sprint
car. Until it started raining like it is here. I mean, you have the same different type of luxury, but...
Yeah, I know, but man, the quality of the wing sprint car drivers out in PA is it's just unbelievable, right? I'd love to live out there. Unfortunately, I can't leave my kids. So
the All-Stars at Lake Odessa, Michigan tonight, looks like they're back in action.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
All right. That'll be some good action. I've never heard of that racetrack. What is it?
You've been there before.
Where was it?
I think it's
I-96 at Lake Odessa, Michigan.
Oh, I-96. Yes. Yeah, no, I've been there.
Lucas Oil ASCS.
No, we went there, Kirk. Remember, we got rained out.
But I thought you got one night in.
I don't think we did.
I believe you guys raced there last year.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Matt won.
Damn, those hard.
Yeah, you go to so many racetracks, you forget where you've been.
It's the concussions. I'm sticking to the story. It's all about the concussions. It's the life and the wineries in Gettysburg. Oh, no, I've been up there to the wineries in Gettysburg. Yep. Liked it. You ever drank any wine, Kurt?
Yeah, a little bit.
Have you?
Not too much. I'm not a big wine connoisseur.
But you're not?
Yeah, I drank it on occasion.
Yeah. Well, you missed it, Marie. We had Brady Bacon on just a minute ago. He was just on the show. You missed it.
She can go back and listen to the podcast.
Download the podcast.
Yeah.
So
Lake Odessa is still on tonight, so they're racing up there for the All-Stars, so we'll keep an eye on what's going on up there tonight.
All right. Well, that is a wrap for the show today. Don't forget, tomorrow morning we will be on at 8 o'clock Central Time. It's called Track Talk. It's a show that Kirk and I have been doing for over 20 years, 22 years to be true. 22 years we've done that show, haven't we, together?
I'm going to spend the whole day at Kansas Speedway tomorrow.
Not
Lots
me.
Of pavement racing for me.
Not me. I am not going to go out there all day tomorrow and hang out. I'll be out there on Sunday. We got a pre-race show tomorrow, though, don't we?
Yeah.
What time is that going to be?
3 o'clock in the afternoon, ESPN Kansas City.
They can find that on KCTE 1510, right?
.com. We'll put a link.
I'll have a link.
Yeah, we'll put a link. That was loud.
Sorry. Yeah. I'll have a link on the... All of our social media will have a link to it.
We'll do it.
Yep.
So anyway, we've got that going on, and you're going to be out at I-70 Motorsports Park.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going out there. I'm going to go watch some open wheel racing. That's what it's all about for me. I, as much as I love the late models, there ain't nothing like sprint cars for me.
It's good. They're going to have a more full schedule of events at I-70 Motorsports Park this summer. I was looking at some of the events coming up. No, the All-Stars are coming in there in July.
We know the Outlaws are not coming back.
And we're going to see some big-time late model racing out there this year, too.
Yeah,
Lucas
Oil
late models in July and some other big-time events. I know the 305 Nationals, the URSS Nationals coming up here in a couple of
weeks. That's coming up pretty quick, isn't it?
Well, you forgot one, Kirk.
Which one?
ASCS National Tour, June 24th,
Yeah, how about 25th. That, Kirk? You forgot to mention that one.
Absolutely. When is that? Late June, right?
24th, 25th. Your own car will be there. Should be there.
You know why it's
the Mostly Motorsports car will be in that race. And hey, you might win that one, Austin. I'm thinking you might pull it off.
Never know.
Yeah.
I'm getting used to the Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour not going to the Pacific Northwest in late June. So that's kind of different for all of us. So
yeah.
In years past, you had been like at Skagit Speedway in late June.
Yeah.
And this year you're going to be at I-70 Motorsports.
I'm not going to be anywhere this year. I'm going to be right here in this studio.
But you'll be out there watching those guys that weekend.
Well, I'm going to be right here in this studio Monday through Saturday doing shows 6 days a week, folks. We're grinding it out as much as anybody right now.
But you'll still be at the racetrack when you can.
You know, I'm getting a little addicted to these TVs in here, Kirk. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, but as much as I like watching this stuff on all these great screens you've got in this studio,
yeah,
it was still so cool to be at the racetrack last night.
It was.
You cannot replace the smell, the sound, the feel.
Right.
Being at the racetrack
with these
videos.
That's true.
As great as it all is, watching these races on video, it can't replace me.
Get out and support your local tracks, folks. All right, for Kirk Elliott, for Todd Surprise, for Austin O'Neill, I'm Scott Traylor saying I hope you'll join us tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Central Time, right here on Facebook. You can watch us on Twitter, YouTube, racingboys.com. We hope that you'll join us. We'll play some sound from this week's Mostly Motorsports. And we'll talk about all kinds of things in motorsports. Again, for everybody here at RacingBoys.com, I'm Scott Traylor. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, Track Talk.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.